Counting to Three in French by Bryn Allen. He'd met her at a dinner party, one of those half-business, half-pleasure things for the university that had filled too much of his time that summer. The night was hot and Midwest muggy, but for some reason they'd been led outside for after-dinner drinks in the bugs and the flickering light of the citronella torches. He first noticed her then, pretty, tall but rounded, with light brown hair and hard green eyes, and he had watched her as she leaned alone against a column on the shadowed patio while her friends chattered around him about movies and health clubs, watched until she had finally dipped into her purse and removed a sleek silver case. She had popped it open and pulled out one dark, slim cigarette, lit it, and brought it up slowly to set between her full lips. Her eyes finally met his then, steady over the glowing ember, but he'd made himself look away. Kurt did triathlons. He didn't do smokers. Now he lay naked in darkness, silken rope wrapped around his wrists and ankles, a blindfold tight on his face. He lay on the floor of the ancient Parisian apartment and could smell the layers, the generations of smoke that had soaked into the wooden floor and thick plaster, the carpets and battered furniture. Over that ancient scent was a fresh cloud of harsh fume drifting on the swell of French chatter that came from the next room, where Marie was talking with her friends, telling them God knows what, preparing to bring them in here. In here to where he lay, helpless, alone, naked. Hard. The French had caused it. Kurt didn't know a word, but its shape in Marie's mellow alto had thrown him at the party. After he had looked away, after he thought he'd refused her, she'd walked up and spoken to one of his friends. He'd known she was asking about him by the way her cool...